You are on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton and the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. We are on the lot with Ward Gator, as we are every Tuesday and every Thursday here, 940. Good morning, Ward Gator.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What's happening in the world of Vision Ford? I know always going on out there, new and better things, improvements being made.
Absolutely. Exciting things. Side note, we're making some major changes and renovation to our parts area to expedite service and to help those retail customers. So that's what I'm personally getting dirty, working back there with the team, trying to make things happen. It's always something, right?
Absolutely. We're here to talk EVs today.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this a lot because, we all need education. We all need to learn.
EVs are exciting. It's a whole new world that's changing, evolving. Had a great call this morning with Ford Motor Company, just getting a direct update. There's lots of things coming, and new Ford Lightning is not too far away, a complete remodel, even though it's only a couple years old. So it's amazing where they're going and how fast. They're not backing away, Bill. It's a go for sure.
This is kind of here to stay, and you actually have been in talks with the Ford family going, No, we're all in on this. Everything's, we're putting everything we got into this.
Ford Motor Company is 100% committed. Of course, it's evolving and changing just like everything in business, but the EV is for sure not going away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna have it for a while. And, you know, there's a number of versions to that too, Bill. You know, we've got the hybrid, which has been around for probably decades, to tell you the truth. Great concept. Then we have a plug-in hybrid, which is really interesting because you can plug it in and you can get about 20 miles of range on 100% pure battery, like a full EV. But then you also have the benefit of the hybrid. So if you go further than 20, 25 miles, you're going to have endless range. Mm-hmm. As far as put more gas in it, it's going to charge your battery. So it's a great, great concept, and we're seeing a big shift to a lot of vehicles going that way, including our F-150. We've got a Lincoln that's a plug-in hybrid, and we also have a smaller crossover in our Ford family. So big changes there. Then we have the full-blown EV, which you've had an opportunity to take around the block a few times.
Incredible driving experience, folks. I can say that from my own experience.
Yeah.
Again, the line is just drive one. Get out there and just drive one.
Come put a smile on your face for 15 minutes. It's worth the ride, right?
Well, I love your expression is, you know, I took this guy out and he got the giggles right.
Yeah.
And you really do. It's exhilarating driving one of those and just going, wow, this really is the future.
It is. You know, it's, again, here to stay, as we said, but what's so great about it is the simplicity of ownership, the simplicity of driving it, the simplicity of maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spent some time talking about our mobile service department and that life. With the EV, you're eliminating 90% of that maintenance related. Really, there is no maintenance. There's no fluids, so you're not chasing fluids in circles. You have the batteries, but the batteries are telling the car they're all like cells, like truly out of a laptop. So they're communicating with the car. It's just a very intelligent environment. It's a full ecosystem of technology. They're updating over the air just like our cell phones do.
Right.
So it's amazing. They're taking care of themselves more and more every day.
You literally know, it's funny, and it's great that you're here today, because this morning I do this little feature called Back in the Day.
Yeah.
And it goes back in history, and there's like four or five little dates, or four or five things that I catalog. On this date, Henry Ford said, I'm going to take my horseless carriage out, but I can only drive it around at night, okay, because he wanted to keep this thing pretty low-key.
Yeah.
But we've talked about this, the problems he had getting people to say, you know, hey, this is a thing, and he just didn't stop. And it's the same way in 2024 with the EVs. I mean, the parallels are there.
Absolutely. You know, a few weeks back, we kind of chuckled and giggled about Back to the Future.
Yes.
And really, that's it. Again, great analogy. You know, back in the day, in the 40s, we had to, as dealers, educate the public of why you'd want to buy an internal combustion engine. because you have to maintain it. You have to find places to fill up with fuel. We didn't really have that network of filling stations that we have today in convenience stores. So there's a really amazing direct correlation there. In the day, again, I'll say we were used to feeding the animal. We'd have to take care of it when it's cold in our world.
Mm-hmm.
We had to medically do things. So again, if you look at the comparisons, it's amazing how similar they are. The animal we had to medically take care of, the vehicle we have to take care of from a maintenance standpoint, the fluids, and just take care of it. There's no other way to say that. And to educate you on where to get power, so to speak, is a big deal.
A lot of questions about that.
For recharging, just like back in the day, we had to tell you where to get fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, amazing analogy to compare back and forth with. I just saw last week the federal government is getting ready to ramp up another huge wave of installing charging stations everywhere. Every Ford dealer in the country is putting in stations daily, so to speak. There's a big commitment out there.
Right.
It's not for everybody, Bill. I'm not here to convince you that everybody should or needs to be driving these. But there's a lot more people that would benefit from this than we really think.
Just drive one.
Come drive them.
That's all I'm saying, too.
Yeah.
Ward, let me ask you this. It seems like everything you do from your mobile service out there to the EVs, common sense. You know, if I could break it down to anything, it's common sense. Wouldn't that dictate that you would want less in the maintenance department? You know, less trips out there, less oil changes, and then to totally get rid of that would make sense.
It
is a common sense denominator there, I think.
Absolutely. And interesting you bring that up, because my call with Ford this morning, that was my saying in general, is simplicity is where we need to be when it comes to helping our customers.
Right.
We need to make everything easier. We need to make it faster. We spent an hour on a one-on-one call getting that message there. And it would run parallel to ownership of an EV, electric vehicle. Because, again, you don't have to worry about it starting. It will start. You hit the button, you hear nothing, but it's functioning and working.
Right.
If you want to warm it up to 70 degrees when it's 25 below in your garage, you program it one time in your phone, in your app, or you can do it in the vehicle. And every day at 7 o'clock, you have a toasty, warm, 70-degree vehicle. Or if you want it to cool down for 15 minutes before you leave, same thing. You can get that climate control. They call it conditioning. Condition that vehicle to be ready for you when you want to be on the road and doing something fun or going to work or whatever it is. So, yeah, common sense would tell you to consider one anyway.
Right, right. And just kind of run that through your noodle. I was talking with a neighbor friend of mine last week who's been listening to our segments here, and I said, "Would you?" And she's my age. It's like, would you ever be willing to to purchase one of these? She said, I would, but she said, you get in and do you have to push a lot of buttons? And it's like, no, this isn't like getting a 747 off the ground. This is one button.
One button, and turn the knob and you're off to the races.
Right.
You know, that's a great question, Bill, because I was talking to my mother last weekend, who's 82 and just an amazing lady and just very full of energy to this day. She was asking me about it, too, and she lives in West Fargo, and she calls me, a few times a year. She needs oil changed. There's something that needs to be dealt with on her vehicle, which is no problem ever. But that would eliminate a huge part of her ownership. She is home, but she still goes out and sees the world. She drives to the lake a couple hours every weekend to go to the lake. And these vehicles easily will do that. And again, no gas pumps to sit at, cold, windy, rainy, like we have in the last few weeks here.
Yeah, definitely.
Just a nice way to leave your house fully charged. And she drives 2 hours to get to the lake. Easily will do that. And just enjoy simplicity, as I always say.
Absolutely. We are on the lot with Ward Cater, as we are every Tuesday and every Thursday. Got some showers moving through the area. It might be a day-long thing here. We are at 70 degrees right now. Ward, back in the day when you first looked at the hybrids that were coming out, did you envision this? Did you see it? Because you're a pretty forward-thinking guy.
You know, I don't know that any of us knew where it was going. I certainly knew there was going to be adjustment to the internal combustion engine just because it's old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gone through a lot of changes and evolution on it from the carburetor up to where we are today. The 100% EV, you know, a lot of interest in it before it was forced on us, to be honest.
Yeah.
So that slowed things a little bit, but boy, we're seeing a lot of interest again now that things have kind of calmed down. So they're seeing the benefit. Anytime something is kind of pushed on you a little bit, you're more resistant. Mm-hmm. Now that they've backed down, the states aren't requiring by law as much. There's still plenty out there that are. Minnesota being one of them, just as a FYI there. So it's out there, but now you can take your time and really analyze and not be afraid. Yeah, you know, 250, 300 miles, that can get me anywhere I want to go 99% of the time.
Right.
For some reason, everybody thinks they're driving from L.A. to New York. They're not.
Right.
We all
but
drive
again,
around
common
circles.
Sense. Common sense.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And most of us just drive in circles.
Yeah.
To work, to home, to church, to school, to the lake. So this is a vehicle that everybody needs to try.
Right. And driving in circles, story of my life. And we've talked about this before, folks. The charging times have gotten so much more efficient and gotten so much faster.
Yeah, it's amazing where that's going. And that is almost a weekly change in updates and challenges that are being eliminated. And the biggest one is time.
Yeah.
First, we were obsessed with range, and you know, range is really being addressed. Can it get better? Yeah, we can forever improve that. But now we're adapting and making changes to help get that vehicle charged up quicker, whether it's at home or you know, on the road, going to see grandma across the country. So big changes there.
Let's talk vision, because that's what you're all about, Ward Cater, and you've got the dealership to prove it. Where does it go beyond EVs? I was thinking of this the other day. I read a story about now flying cars, these things that are happening here. Where does it go beyond the world of EVs once we're done with this?
You know, that flying thing is a lot closer than you think, more of a hover. That's been out that I'm aware of for probably 15 years. They've been testing and doing different things with that. And just for a minute, if you think about that, if they move to kind of that hovercraft approach, mm-hmm. before they go to the full-blown flying, just think of the infrastructure that we would save as consumers, meaning the road maintenance would almost go to zero.
Yeah.
Safety is greatly improved because we're not dependent on that friction between the tire and the asphalt or the concrete or the gravel. And again, from a maintenance standpoint, which I'm always talking, you don't have tires that are going to wear out.
Yeah.
You don't have brakes that are going to wear out. So again, boy, that's a huge leap, but it's out there already. And if we move that way, that could be pretty exciting.
It's like the Jetsons. All right, folks, again, I keep telling you, just drive one. All you got to do is walk in the door out there and say, hey, I want to drive one of these.
Hey, Bill, what I want to do, I'm here to help bribe people a little
bit. Okay, go ahead.
I want them to come try this. The first 20 people that come out and give us 30 minutes, mm-hmm. this isn't something we can just point at and talk to you about. We need 30 minutes. I'll give you $100. So the first 20 people that come out to Vision before we close at 6 o'clock today, we'll give you $100 to prove to you this is something you really need to consider. I'm convinced in it. I'm willing to invest in it. I'm very committed to our community in the region. These vehicles are worth 30 minutes of your life, and I'll reward you with a $100 bill.
$100 and no catch.
No catch. Come give us 30 minutes. We need 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Just to explain it, yeah.
Just to give you a solid once-over on it. We'll talk about it. We'll take you for a brief test drive. But if you give us 30 minutes, we'll give you $100 to look at where the future's going.
Wow. And that's going on at Vision Ford, folks. Just walk in the door.
Absolutely. Come see us today up till 6 o'clock. The first 20 people, we want to wow you with an experience.
All right. Ward Cater, appreciate it. That's an incredible offer.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll talk again on Thursday.
You have been On the Lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the Lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more. The law will allow.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman with a market update as we take a look at how things are officially trading right now as we get more into the trading day here and what is happening with these numbers today. In the negative column here, basically across the board right now is what we're looking at. Everything is showing red here for us today, but things are starting to flip around now into the fractional gain category for corn, but everything else staying in the red right now. Taking a look at the numbers here, we have July corn up 2 1/4 cents now at 4.45 3/4. We have December up 1 1/4 at 4.64. In the soybeans here, July is now up 1.5, 11.86. November, though, is down 2 3/4 at 11.61. In the wheat market, Chicago, July down 9 at 6.63 3/4. December's down 8 at 7.10. And a half. Minneapolis, July now is down 5 3/4, 7.28. December down 5 1/4 at 7.54. In Kansas City, July is down 6 at 6.94. And December down 6 1/4, 7.26 and a half. Canola, July down 2 Canadian now at 6.32.50. Soybean meal, July down 2.20 at 3.57.30. We'll check on the outside markets and the livestock for you right after this.
This is your new friend Ben with Minn Kota Egg Products, bringing you reason number one to treat your soybean seed. Crop protection products are in tight supply and expensive. A healthy, competitive soybean stand is the first step to getting the most out of those expensive inputs. Seed treatments supplied at our Breckenridge, Colfax, and Winemere locations will give your soybeans that competitive edge. If you want your soybeans to compete, it's time to treat. Give us a call today.
Looking at the livestock numbers right now, we have June live cattle up 52, 182.55. And August is up 17 at 179.05. Feeder cattle, we have August up 57 at 256.77. September is up 45 now, 258.32. Lean hogs, we have June down 80 at 92.82. And July's down $1.65 now, 94.62. Outside markets here. We have crude is down 95 cents at 73.27. And financially, the Dow is up 80 points, now 38,736. The NASDAQ is now down 6 at 18,641. The S&P is down 3 at 5293. Gold is down 26.30 right now at 23.20. And the dollar, it's up 8 now, 104.16. You're up to date. Those are the current numbers. Keep it here for market updates throughout the day. This is the Ag Central Radio Network. With the latest in regional news, I'm Jamie Dickerman reporting. North Dakota's Workforce Safety and Insurance Department is launching a new program called Get Home Safe to promote safety in the workforce. WSI Director Art Thompson announced that the agency is rolling out an online resource for businesses, both large and small, aimed at improving safety in the workforce.
Recognizing the potential threats posed by workplace injuries, we're on a mission to make sure that safety is a fundamental aspect of your daily work life and ensuring that your lifestyle remains secure.
Thompson said the overall goal of the program is to reduce injuries and fatalities in the workforce.
We are very serious about this initiative, and we want to move the needle.
According to Thompson, there were 18,000 injuries on the job and 12 fatalities in 2022 alone.